morning, everyone. 9 o'clock, we'll get started. If I could ask you to stand up, and we will have our pledge and our invocation. Item number one, public comment. Do we have anybody that requested public comment time? All right, we'll move on. Item number two is consider and possibly approve minutes from our May 12th regular meeting of Commissioners Court.
Judge, I've reviewed these with April, and I move that they be approved.
Okay, motion by Commissioner Boggs to accept the minutes of last meeting.
Second
by Commissioner Hinton. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
And it's unanimous. Item number three, consider and possibly approve authorization to maintain Titus County and District Retirement System Plan provisions for the upcoming year. Carl, do you want to address that?
Yes, sir. This is an annual review that we do. It doesn't have to be turned in this early, but we already know what we're going to do. It needs to be approved as part of the budgeting process. If you wanted to change anything in the retirement system, such as put a COLA in, which is a cost of living adjustment or anything, you have to let them know so they can reconfigure your rates that they'll be charging you on what's being held out of your checks, what contributions we have to make. Those COLA adjustments are only for that year, so even if you approved a COLA adjustment, if you wanted to continue a COLA adjustment, you'd have to put it in again the next year, and the rate would possibly change. So it's not a, do we want to put a COLA provision in and it's that going forward. It's a year after year adjustment you have to make. We haven't done that in the past. I think our intention from talking to the five of y'all is that we're going to try to maintain where we're at. So I would recommend you just approve the plan as it's been in the past.
And they want a decision on this by when?
I think they give us clear up till November, but we do our budgeting process in August, so if we already know where we want to be, then we can go ahead and
Give them an answer.
Right. Carl, I don't even think this is an issue because Social Security has not issued a COLA the last 2 years, and I don't think they foresee one for this year. So that's a sign that the cost of living is pretty flat.
Well, but the difference, I think, Don, is that even if they issued a COLA in a Social Security environment, then your check would stay that much higher from then on. This does not affect.
This is a one-year decision.
This is a one-year deal. If you approved a COLA for them, they would get a bump this year. The next year, if you didn't reapprove the COLA, it would go back down. You have to reapprove it every year, and you don't know what the numbers are going to be going forward. I mean, they pretty much know what they're dealing with, and we don't.
Okay. Motion by Commissioner Hockaday that we leave our plan as is. Second by Commissioner Fields. All those in favor of reporting back and leaving our retirement system plan provisions the same for the upcoming year, say aye.
Aye.
Aye, and it's unanimous. All right, item number four, open and review bids on the control panel for our jail. First bid is from CCC Group, Incorporated, Detention Systems Division. I don't know how how far I have to go to get to, there we go. Here's a base bid of $161,714. There is a deduction option here for a report logging computer. Reports can come from a touchscreen station in the central control. I don't know why that would be a deduction, but I chose a deduction of $4,619. A payment and performance bond of 1.8%. Let me look a little further and see if I see that, see anything different in the first few pages. This is just a general book on their company here. This would be the bid itself. Okay, so again, $161,714 and a deduct option of $4,619. That's CCC Group. Metroplex Control Systems in San Antonio. A base price of $212,740. Adder for a 5-year extended warranty of an additional $22,000. Metroplex Control Systems. Bid is from Easter Owens. $278,217. Easter Owens. Sidaptic Incorporated out of Waco. Looks like they have a couple of options, one at $270,509 and a slightly cheaper option with an alternate touchscreen. It's an LCD screen in place of the touch screen, $260,750. That's Sidaptic. So that's four bids. We'll stack these up, send them off with you. Question? CCC Group, San Antonio. That was your $161,714. Quite a bit of variety there, so. Commissioner Hockaday that we table this decision until the Sheriff's Department has had an opportunity to review those bids, compare them.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Hinton. All those in favor of tabling this item, please say aye.
Aye.
And it's unanimous. Item number five, consider and possibly approve authorizing the issuance of Titus County General Obligation Refunding Bonds, Series 2011, which will refinance current obligations at a lower interest rate. Not taking on any additional debt, just looking at a refinance option that we have that looks like will save us some money. Tom, would you like to make a presentation here for us?
Thank you, Judge. Commissioners. My name's Tom Lawrence with Lawrence Financial Consulting, and I was the financial advisor on the certificates of obligation that were issued back in 2004, and they came with an interest rate of 4.5%. They were subject to adjustment 10 years later, which would be in 2014, at a rate tied to a percentage of five-year treasuries, and that would adjust in 2014 and be in existence until 2019. The maximum would be 7% on that adjustment. We don't know if it would go up or down, but I ran numbers a couple of different ways to show you the savings based on the current rate, as well as what would happen if they went to the maximum rate. And the rate that we're looking at today would be a lock for the rest of the period, and that rate would be a 3.24%. You should have a handout with a cover that looks like this. The first page behind the cover is a sources and uses table, and it shows the par amount of the refunding bonds. It'll probably be issued as a single bond, by the way, to a single lender, and it shows the various expenses. They're all built in to the financing so that the savings you see would be net of the expenses. It also shows a contribution by the county of $41,500 from their interest and sinking fund, and this is the exact amount that you would be paying in August if the 2004 stayed in existence. We are taking that payment away, and essentially as part of this refinancing, that payment would just get prepaid at the time we would close this transaction in June. So there's really no difference there. That's not a savings or a loss. It's a net to a zero. The next page, page two, shows the comparison of your debt service schedule based on the current 4.5% rate compared with the 3.24% that our lender, Regions Bank, is willing to lock in for the rest of the term of the financing. And the savings are in the far right column. And you can see that $41,500 that's going to be saved in the current fiscal year, because you won't have that payment anymore, but that's not real savings. So I'll show you where that comes out down below. The annual savings afterwards in the $9,000 and up range through the end, that's your real savings. Those are locked in. And that's based on the 3.24 compared to the 4.50. Down below, you will see the present value savings on that first line. That's $104,000. That's the present value of the stream of savings up above. But we're going to take out the $41,500 because you're contributing that in. That's not real savings. And you get down to a net present value savings of $63,000. So that's essentially the same as someone walking in here today and handing a check to the county for $63,000. The next page is essentially the same schedule, except we assume a worst case scenario where the interest rate would adjust up to 7% on the 2004 CO in 2014 and stay there through 2019. And you can see the savings in the far right column. They're the same in the first few years, but after 2014, they would go up because we're comparing it to 7%. And your total would be $193,000 with a PV of just under $172,000. We back out the $41,500 and we come to a net present value benefit of $130,000. And then the next page is the debt service schedule that would replace the old one at $9,000 a year less. This is what your debt service schedule would be through 2019 at a locked in rate of a 3.24%. And then the final page of the handout shows the total refunded debt service. That's basically what's out there right now on the 2004, what's left of it. So that essentially all of the costs are netted into this transaction. It's essentially a way to obtain at least $9,000 worth of savings per year going forward by approving the 3.24%. I talked to about 6 to 7 banks, got a range of rates, initially thinking we could do this bank qualified, that you would issue less than $10 million, but there's a chance that you might issue additional debt later this year on the loop. So we had to not take any chances that you would go over $10 million in calendar year 2011. So even so, we were able to get a 3.24% and lock in some pretty nice savings for this little transaction. And again, Regions Bank was the one with the best proposal for the interest rate on this. That's the financial side of it. Tom Pollan drafted the bond documents, the legal documents, and I brought those with me today. I'm happy to answer any questions you may have regarding this refunding, proposed refunding.
Tom, what I'm hearing you tell us is that if we were to do nothing, in 3 years from now, our interest rate could adjust. And if rates stay the same, which I can't believe they'll still be the same in 3 years, but if they do, we're still looking at $63,000 in savings.
Right.
If they go up, that savings could nearly double.
That's correct. That's correct. And right now, rates are, the Federal Reserve is doing everything and the Treasury doing everything they can to keep rates down. Next month, if you recall, we're in the middle of QE2, Quantitative Easing 2, and the Treasury is in the midst of buying or printing money to buy $600 billion worth of Treasuries, and that's holding interest rates down. So, we don't know what's going to happen when they stop printing money and there's less demand for the treasuries and the rest of the market kind of falls in line with what U.S. treasuries do, including municipal bonds. So,
and this lock-in will allow us to run the full course of this particular series at a fixed rate. We won't be looking at another readjustment with this issue.
That's correct.
Judge, I know in 2004.
That I will say is there is a chance, although this locks it in so we know where we're at, but there's a chance that the rates could be lower than they were when the original bond was issued in 2004. That's where the 4.56 comes from. But we don't know that. Now, this is a small issue. It's only $1.8 million left out there on the bonds, and they're going to be paid off totally by 2019. But this does give you a guarantee. You know what the rate is. You're not subject to whatever the market is in 2014.
I'm locking in all my personal rates as quick as I can right now. And will they go down? I guess it's possible. But
it is possible.
They might not go down from here, Judge, but they may be lower. I mean, if we were issuing this debt right now, what I'm saying is the 4.56 was the 2004 rate. Okay. The rate right now may be lower than but there's no guarantee that it's going to stay there until 2014.
Now we got a good rate in 2004. 4.5 was a good rate back then, but right now rates are better.
It was very good at that time.
That's correct. And one of the we got the 4.5. It would have been higher had we locked in all the way out to 2019. But if you can get a lender, and we did at the time, to cap the adjustment. Some of them don't. They'll let it. They basically say the maximum up to the maximum allowed under law, the usury limit, which for municipalities is 15%. And if that were the case, then I wouldn't have gone with that adjustable rate. But when they're willing to lock it at as low as 7%, it's worth getting a 450. What I do is I run the numbers and look at the 450 versus what maybe a 5% would be or 5.5%. Locked through final maturity. So you enjoyed a lower rate for the first 10 years, or excuse me, for the first, it'll be 7 years, than you would have had we gone with, say, a 5 or a 5.5. That's the price. You kind of look at all of your options, and that includes the adjustable rate if it's not too risky.
Second by Commissioner Hockaday, that we enter into this refinance on our bonds. Any discussion or question? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. And it's unanimous. Tom, thank you very much.
Thank you, Judge, Commissioners. And I have the documents here for signature, which I can leave with Carl. And there's a Federal Express envelope for them to all go back in that envelope to our signatures and seals and all that fun stuff. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, item number 6, consider and possibly approve fire training seminars for our volunteer fire departments. Jerry, would you like to tell us about this?
Second item I've handed you is a little West Texas cuisine we had left over from our little tour.
What's the status out there, by the way?
Most of the fires are contained right now.
Most, not all.
The one we were on was 200,000 acres, and it was an experience we'll probably never forget. So we started the morning at 8 o'clock, and we would go till 11, 12, 1 in the morning, the following morning, and it was adrenaline, fighting fire the whole time.
How many of you went out there?
10 of us, 9 from Titus County and 1 from Red River. So it was an experience.
You got to show them how tough these Texans are.
They know that Titus County and Mount Pleasant was out there because we saved quite a few of their homes. So they were very grateful folks. And they would meet us at night when we'd come in, and there was a filling station where we all filled up, and the owners, the residents, would meet us there at the homes and thank us. So they were very grateful. It was rewarding. Anyway, I hope you enjoy those treats. We didn't. what I'm here today is to request we send some firefighters to the Teeks Annual School again this year. The 4 we're sending this year were the 4 that went last year. What we're trying to complete, Michelle and LaVon will be completing the fire education program out there, which takes 2 years to complete. They will become certified fire education instructors for the state of Texas. This is good for teaching our children and our elderly adults on what to do in fire scenarios and situations. Larry Heron and myself will be going for the 2nd of 3 scenarios to complete the fire investigator. Once we complete that, well, again, we'll be certified fire investigators for the state of Texas. The course, like everything, is going up this year. The course fee for 4 is $2,360. We have gotten a grant from Texas Forest Service to cover that. So the only thing we're missing would be the hotel and one meal a day. So we're requesting $1,700 for the four of us to go.
Are they feeding you other meals?
The hotel gives you the breakfast as part of that package, and then the school gives us lunch.
What does TEKS stand for?
Texas.
Oh, I didn't mean to embarrass you. I just knew you'd know.
You got me.
Okay, we're getting back on that. All right, this looks like a pretty good bang for our buck of $1,700. Texas Engineering Extension Service.
There you go. We have a very high percentage of training, and I think what's admirable is the folks going to the school have to take vacation to go to it and use their vacation time, so it's...
that we approve this request for funding for the Teeks Municipal Fire School in July for these four folks. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
And it's unanimous. Who paid for all your money you spent going out to West Texas?
It was called a TIFMAS response, Texas Intra Mutual Aid System. It's something that the state of Texas has just actually put into effect. We were part of, I think there was 29 strike teams total that went out there. Our strike team consisted of four Type 6 engines and a command vehicle. The downfall of this system is they have yet to come up with a way to pay volunteers to go out there, so the volunteers were not paid. They did pay a dollar amount per vehicle, and the paid firefighters that went, for instance, the Mount Pleasant firefighters that went, they not only paid their salary while they were out there, they also paid for the person who had to fill their position while they were gone. So it made it very worthwhile for a paid fire department to go out there. So it's still, I think we had close to $3,000 damage to our truck, and we're kind of footing that bill until we get paid from the state on it. So, but it was very rugged terrain, and it does tear up your trucks out there. Not like fighting fire out here. But hopefully we'll compensate everything we spent and be able to get something back to put into our kitty.
Item number 7, consider and possibly approve travel and seminars for our employees and officials.
Thank you, I'm off.
I'm assuming these are the same, nothing's been added.
That's just the ones I'll need to decide.
Item number one from our sheriff's office, request to send Corporal Thad McGee to Bid Management Leadership. Texas Jail Association is paying for this course. It's in Huntsville, June 5th through 10th. Cost should be zero, right? Includes travel, meals, the whole bit.
We furnish car and gas.
Car and gas. Okay. Car and gas on that one. Second item also from our sheriff's office. This is TCLOS required education request to send Charles Duke to NTCC Police Academy new supervisor's course June 7th through 9th here in Mount Pleasant. Course registration fee of $5. And then another from our sheriff's office, TCLOS required education request for Zambia, Washington to attend East Texas Police Academy Basic County Corrections Course June 16th through July 1st in Texarkana. Let's see, $20 check for each test fee, course registration fee of $120, total training cost $140, and I guess we'll have some a little bit of gas and travel going up to Texarkana. Okay. That's all I have.
Motion to approve the travel and seminars.
Motion by Commissioner Boggs to approve this.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Hinton. All those in favor of approval of these three travel requests, please say aye.
Aye.
All right. Item number eight, approve oral and written reports of our officials. Questions or comments on this?
Make a motion to approve.
Motion by Commissioner Boggs for approval.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Hinton. All those in favor of approval of our oral and written reports, please say aye.
Aye.
And it is unanimous. Item number nine, consider and possibly approve our treasurer's report. Questions or comments?
Make a motion to approve treasurer's report.
Motion by Commissioner Hinton to approve our treasurer's report. Second by Commissioner Fields. All those in favor of this approval say aye.
Aye.
Aye, and it's unanimous. Carl, do we have any budget amendments?
No, sir.
Item number 11, signed pay orders and of our bills.
So moved.
So moved by Commissioner Hinton.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Boggs. All those in favor paying our bills say aye.
Aye.
Aye. It's unanimous. Closing comments. I'll start on my right this time. Commissioner Boggs.
I have nothing this morning.
Chris Basham to start taking a look at some of our space needs and specifically looking at the, I'll call it the Bradley Witt building that includes all of that far west end of the annex. And Chris and I spent about 2 hours together and had a chance to visit a good deal with Judy Cook and with Deborah Abston and with some of the members of our adult probation to begin discussing space needs with them. We got a good thorough walk through this entire building as well as the annex, including upstairs and all those nooks and crannies. Nothing to report to you right now. Chris took a lot of notes. Chris came up with a lot of, you know, good observations during that time, so I'm real glad that we made the decision to bring him in to help us in this decision. Judy Cook had some good ideas, but we've got a lot better. He has a lot better feel now for what he has to work with and what he needs to get done. I think he'll bring us several options that all are based on best utilization of that space.
Were y'all able to find floor plans?
The only thing, what we really need are some more complete floor plans of that Bradley Witt building. I don't see anything there. Some more complete plans of the courthouse would be good. He had some very old 1961 floor plans of the bank, which is a far cry from what it looks like today. So unless we've got something better, he may just have to do some measuring the old-fashioned way. He knows that we have a space need for that. I showed him the original space that we had discussed. And there again, no decisions have been made at this point, and he won't make any of these final decisions, but he'll bring us some recommendations. Judy Cook had an idea that I liked, and that was providing some form of a drive-through for payment of real estate taxes and auto registration. She was very flexible and said, you know, if you find a better use for the space that we're currently in and you want to move us, you know, we could easily move rather than tearing up our existing space to give us more room. So I appreciated her willingness to say that. But it would be nice if we had a drive-through. Taxes and auto registration. There's a lot of different balls we're juggling in making this decision. We want to do it right.
I remember the company that we had when we did the annex. It was the plans that came out of what we had today. It was impressive how many things we could do. We
got
different ideas to input from everybody.
It's some of that storage area over there and that upstairs is pretty scary. I don't, you know, there's a lot of stuff in there that, in my opinion, could be trashed. I mean, we've got financial records from 22 years ago up there, and I don't know how much of it has to be maintained. You know, I think he was impressed with some of that space upstairs and saying this is usable space.
Historical Commission of the State of Texas will come in here at no charge and we'll go through that with the elected officials and tell them what we need to keep and what we don't. So that's something
we need to have some better plan of storage that we've got. It's taking it somewhere and sticking it in the car like you've been doing in the past.
Well,
you know, that's the reason it's full of stuff up there.
I wouldn't want to wish that job on anybody.
It's kind of scary, but the Historic Commission of the State of Texas is within the jail. We have a lot of archives and things in the East Texas State University, controlled atmosphere and things. Part of our history is in the jail. The fact that we're going to kick over groups that we need to keep doing,
a lot of square footage upstairs in that building.
I have nothing to
do.
All right. thank you very much. 40-minute meeting.
Move to adjourn.
Appreciate it.
Second.
All those in favor of adjournment, say aye.
Aye.
Thank you. I can, how much besides just my signature do we need? I've got, I'm trying to get a conference call regarding our loop.